Iran has once again condemned Saudi airstrikes on civilian targets in Yemen. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Jaberi Ansari says Saudi Arabia continues to target schools and hospitals as part of its crimes against humanity in Yemen. He also says the Saudis' continued atrocities show the UN's inability to stop the aggression. Thousands of Yemenis flood the streets of the capital Sana'a and several other cities to express support for the newly formed Supreme Political Council. The body is tasked with running the country. It was formed by representatives from ex-President Saleh's General People's Congress Party and the Ansar Allah movement. Iran's intelligence ministry says it has identified and arrested a number of terrorists in the west of the country. It also says the terrorists were part of two Takfiri groups busted last week. Iranian forces have captured a large number of explosive belts and weapons during the operation. A bomb blast at a wedding party in the southern Turkish city of Gaziantep has claimed the lives of at least 30 people and wounded nearly 100 more. The Gaziantep governor has been cited as saying that the blast was a terror attack. The Libyan government's air force has targeted Daesh terror group's positions in Sirte, where an offensive is underway to liberate the city. The airstrikes were carried out to block potential escape routes for the terrorists. Libyan troops have purged terrorists from most of the city, which fell to the Takfiris in 2015. A Spanish humanitarian group has rescued nearly 300 refugees off the coast of Libya after their boat capsized en route to Europe. Rescue teams found the body of a refugee during a search operation. The rescued refugees were transferred to an Italian Navy ship that took them to Sicily. Tunisian Premier-designate Youssef Chahed has unveiled his unity government lineup, which includes seven ministers from the previous administration. The cabinet still needs the approval of the lawmakers. Chahed took the position after his predecessor Habib Asid lost a confidence vote in parliament in late July. And Israeli authorities have extended for 3 more months the detention term of Palestinian journalist Omar Nazal, who was due to be released on Monday. Israelis arrested Nazal in the occupied West Bank in April and have ever since held him behind bars without charge or trial.